Amen. Well, it's finally here. 364 days of anticipation, excitement, mounting ever since about October when Christmas things start to appear in the shops. How excited are you? Yes, there's a lot of excitement down the front here. Parents, how excited are you? You're probably exhausted by this stage, all the lists, all the preparation. I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a little girl. He, not wanting to get into the ins and outs of pregnancy, just said to her that the reason Mummy was getting fat was because that she was going to give them the best Christmas present ever. So the day duly came, and her mother came home, and the father introduced the little girl to her new baby brother. Huge excitement. On Christmas Day, the little girl was saying her prayers, and the father happened to be passing her bedroom door, and he stopped to listen. And the little girl said, "Lord God, thank you for my baby brother, but actually, I asked for a pony." Obviously, a little bit of a disappointment for her. And I wonder what you're hoping for this Christmas. Will it match up your hopes? Will it meet your expectations? Well, I don't know if you've opened your Christmas presents yet, and even if you had, I wouldn't ask you to answer that question. But I've got one or two presents here that we'll just have a look at. We've already seen my tie, which I have a bit of a reputation for having slightly tasteless ties, but I think this one actually takes the biscuit. It really is pretty tacky. But there you go. Sometimes presents can be a bit like that, can't they? The next present I've got, a magnum of Prosecco, which is Italian champagne. Now, that looks like a pretty good sized bottle, doesn't it? Somebody once said that a magnum is the perfect size for two gentlemen. So, that being the case, my father-in-law and I will be all right, but I'm not sure what my mother-in-law and Tetta are going to drink today. Winston Churchill actually amended that saying and said that a magnum was just the right size for two gentlemen as long as one of them wasn't drinking. So David and I'll just have to fight for this one. So although it looks like a lovely big present, actually, probably by end of play today, the bottle's going to be in the recycling. So it's not going to go that far, really. The next present I've got is an electric, what are those things called? Metronome, that's the one, thank you. An electric metronome. Absolutely wonderful. It'll be useful when we're playing carols on our piano later on. There's only one slight problem. The label on the back is the one which strikes fear into the hearts of parents on Christmas Day. Batteries not included. So again, no matter what your present is, Christmas can fall a bit flat. I also got a nice new pair of kitchen scissors. There's only one problem though. These are right-handed scissors. And I'm left-handed. So they're not terribly comfortable to use. I'm sure they will be useful. Tetta's right-handed, so she'll be able to use them. And the last present I got was a can of beans. I do like baked beans, I have to say. That doesn't sound to me like baked beans. Hey, I got a torch. A bit of light in the darkness. Oh, guess what else is in here too? Chocolate. Smaller people, and to some of the bigger people if there are enough of them. And this brings us back really to the little girl in our story, doesn't it? Who of you this Christmas asked for a baby? Who asked for a baby? But it's not just a baby that we get, is it? We get so much more. Because this isn't just a baby. This is the Son of God. So what else do we get with the Son of God? We get the Bible. The greatest story ever written. The greatest book ever written. Translated into more languages, more copies sold than any other book in the world. Wonderful, wonderful story of God's purpose for us here on earth. We get the story of the crucifixion, Christ's death on the cross. For us, for our salvation. That is an integral part of Christmas. Christmas, we look forward to Easter, the baby born to die. And of course, we get his resurrection, the empty cross, signifying his triumph over death and his return to his Father, where he intercedes for us, where he is our advocate. And with all of that, we get a bar of soap, because through Jesus' death and resurrection, we are washed clean, our sins are taken away, and we are restored to righteousness and relationship with God. We also get a telephone, and it's ringing too. Okay, we get a hotline to God. Jesus tells us that if we ask things in his name, God will hear our prayers. So that's another aspect of what we get on Christmas Day with the birth of Christ. And they do say that if you take Christ out of Christmas, all you're left with is M&S. And the last thing that I've got here are these. Anybody play Monopoly? Get out of jail free card. That is what the baby born today is to us. Says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And if we enter into relationship with God, with Christ, then we have our get out of jail free card. And the good news is that that there's not just one here. There's enough for everybody. And you can take some for your friends as well, because the get out of jail free card can be played by anyone. So as we celebrate the fact of Christ's birth, let's remember the truth behind it, the life-giving truth of Christ's birth. Amen.